What's Arthur? What's Arthur? And this is what's important. What is Arthur on 534? What is Arthur? What does Arthur represent? We read right at the top, it was the age of fullness, the age of waiting and everything up to the neck. Perhaps Arthur imposed this idea on Christendom because of the richness of his own schooling under Merlin. For the king, or at least this is how Malory interprets him, was the patron saint of chivalry. The chivalry, though, that he was creating. Remember, Merlin said there's chivalry under Uther, but what is it? So he refashions chivalry to make it into something noble. He was not, let's skip on here, go down in a couple more lines. Arthur was the heart's king of a chivalry which had reached its flower perhaps 200 years before our antiquarian author, that is referring to Malory, who wrote in the 1400s, began to work. He was the badge of everything. So this is what's important. He was the badge of everything that was good in the Middle Ages. So everything that's good gets glued on to his badge. He holds it up in our historical view. And he had made these things himself.